This presidential election might turn out to be a major turning point in American history if the country elects its first black president. If so, how Barack Obama did it will also be historic. He's raised more money than any other candidate in any presidential campaign, and he set up an unprecedented ground operation. Marshall Gantz, a Harvard professor and a community organizer who worked with Cesar Chavez and Bobby Kennedy, has been in the middle of it, training hundreds of organizers and volunteers to galvanize unions, community groups, and churches at what they call Camp Obama. Professor Gantz joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your slogan, Professor?
Oh, my slogan. My friend Tom Hayden once said, change is slow except when it's fast. And it was slow for a while, but now it's fast.
Now it's fast. How would you sum up the strategy of organizing all of these volunteers?
Well, I think that for the first time in many, many years, a campaign has really done organizing, which means recruiting, identifying, developing leadership, building community around that leadership, and building power, capacity from the resources of the community. Most campaigning has become a marketing game, one form of advertising or another, where voters are turned into consumers and, you know, urged to buy, you know, product A or, you know, box A or box B, which is the opposite of organizing, which is engaging people as citizens, as people who participate in, take part in, work with one another to achieve a common purpose. And that's what they did. They really, in a way, got back to probably the most traditional way that Americans have made social change in this country since the beginning.
Let's look at some of the numbers. 700 offices in more than a dozen battleground states, several thousand organizers managing tens of thousands of volunteers. And you say the heart of that is this, it's not just Barack Obama, but it's this notion of a community and values.
Yeah, well, it's organizing people to work together, recognizing that people will make commitments of their time, energy, and effort if it's something they really care about. And so it's rooted in a values approach. Instead of trying to mobilize people around this issue or that issue, which is often can be pretty divisive, it's getting down to the core values that actually bring people together, like commitments to justice, to equality, to hopefulness. A lot of this stuff that, you know, in the beginning of the campaign, people talked about Barack being sort of, you know, it was fluffy and all that. Well, he was speaking the language of moral leadership is what he was doing. And for the first time, a Democrat did that in many, many years, and it connected with people. So then the question was how to turn that motivation into structured outcomes.
How would you say it's different from the organization that Republicans have been so successful with since, you know, the Reagan victories in the 1980s?
Well, I think the key to understanding the Republican deal is that it was also rooted in a movement, the conservative movement. And the conservative movement was rooted in certain moral commitments and through local churches, gun clubs, and so forth. And so they had that foundation on which to build of committed people. And then they structured it skillfully and you know, used it well electorally. The Democrats sort of abandoned that base years ago and just began doing policy talk and doing issue talk and forgot that what moves people, again, is the values that are at our core. And so they became disconnected from local organizing and disconnected from that kind of approach to politics. Now, so one of the things that we have trained people to do is how to appreciate the sources of motivation in their own stories and in their own experience and build on that to engage others, which is exactly what Barack does at a national level.
So exactly. Explain to us what happens at Camp Obama.
Well, there have been lots of different versions of Camp Obama, and there's been many of them. But the basic idea is this. The basic idea is that people come together, individuals come together. They are formed into leadership teams, and the teams are organized by geographical, you know, locale. They learn how to tell their stories, what we call a public narrative, their you know, why they're there and why we're there. They learn to do one-on-one relationship building with one another. to discern common interests. They learn how to structure themselves in terms of roles and responsibilities. They learn to strategize. They learn the tactics of political organizing. And they leave with a goal for their area, their community that they've committed to. And they've, in many cases, often already done the work to get people committed to come to their first meeting.
Is there a camp song?
No camp song. Sorry.
Okay, Professor.
But
last...
the idea is launching organized teams. And so that's what it is.
Okay, Professor. We thank you for joining us this morning.
Okay.
Professor
okay.
Marshall Gantz, a Harvard professor and a community organizer who's been very involved in the Camp Obamas.
And my mother-in-law went to Camp Obama, and they sent her out of Tallahassee.
Florida.
She's there now. She's there through Election Day, part of the leadership team, I guess.
Your mother-in-law.
Exactly,
she's going to
yes.
lead Barack
yeah.
Obama to victory. Is that what you're saying, John?
Well, and then she's going to come back, and she's going to, read the riot act to me probably again.